Adele credits much of her music success to being a white woman. By Warner Todd Houston on December 10, 2023. Grammy Award-winning singer Adele thinks she has been a success partly because she is white, according to an interview published on Thursday. The Rolling in the Deep singer was asked by The Hollywood Reporter what advice she gives to women and, in reply, said her advice is one of the secrets to her own success, but not the only reason. More than anything, it's just being yourself. That's one of the reasons I've been so lucky with my career, Adele said, before adding, on top of the obvious of me being a white woman in music. Adele's claim that being white somehow assures success does not exactly square with the list of top female singers in today's music world. Only a few of the most played singers are white, including Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Katy Perry. But many others are not white, including Lizzo, Shakira, Beyoncé, Rihanna, Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, Selena Gomez, Jennifer Lopez, and more. The British singer also went on to claim that people are scared of her. "I think people are quite scared of me, and they've been like that since I was 18," she said. "I don't know what it is. I think there's no room for negotiations when it comes to what I want to do and how I want to do it. And it's always been like that." Adele, born in 1988 as Adele Laurie Blue Adkins, received the Sherry Lansing Leadership Award at the Hollywood Reporter's annual Women in Entertainment event on December 7. The Hello hitmaker also said that she often reaches out to young female singers to encourage them, but she has no illusions of becoming a talent agent. "I really like supporting the girls," she said. "Sometimes I would love to go into management, but I can't work with talent. I say that as one, we are a nightmare." White or not, the singer took heat in February of 2022 when she upset the woke mob by saying she loves being a woman during her comments on stage at the Brit Awards. Leftists scolded her for not being inclusive enough and for being transphobic with her comment. She also didn't score any points with the woke left days later when she turned away from transgender contestants and chose a woman as the winner of a striptease contest, insisting, "But we love being females, but we love being a fucking female, don't we?" 2 years before that, she was the target of the left-wing mob for cultural appropriation by wearing a Jamaican flag bikini and Bantu knots in her hair. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.